Welcome to The Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics in southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today we welcome in the studio Lee Moyer, the population organizer for the Population and Sustainability Program of the Center for Biological Diversity. Welcome to the studio, Lee.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The Population and Sustainability Program has a project called the Endangered Species Condoms Program. Could you tell us what that implies?
It's fairly true to its name. We have condoms that we distribute through a group of volunteers. They are wrapped in really colorful packaging that have pictures of endangered species on them, and they say funny things so that we can really have the conversation about why population is such an important environmental issue, which a lot of people don't talk about.
The United Nations have recently come out with new figures on population growth.
That's correct. So they just released world population prospects, and we're expecting to add another billion people in the next 15 years or so, to be about 8.5 billion people by 2030, and just keep going up from there so that we're around 11.2 billion in 2100. In the United States specifically, we're going to be up to about 389 million.
How much of a factor do you think is overpopulation in the repression of other animals?
Scientists believe that we are currently in the sixth mass extinction, with species going extinct at 1,000 to 10,000 times the background rate. And they believe that this is caused by human actions. A lot of this is due to habitat loss and the introduction of invasive species and climate change. So a lot of it has to do with human causes. And the more of us there are, the more of a problem it becomes.
Pregnancy is also a problem among young people, apart from repression of animals.
About 50% of pregnancies in the United States are unplanned. It's a hard thing to talk about, you know, talking about humans being the problem and
Sex,
yes, thank you. And those are really taboo issues. So having these condoms and having them be brightly colored and punny is a really great way to start the conversation.
I'm looking at the package here. This one has a beautiful monarch butterfly on the front, and the motto is, "Fumbling in the dark, think of the monarch." And on the back is, "Extinction is forever," which I guess is the motto of the Population and Sustainability Program.
This is a Tucson show. I'm a Tucson native. So my personal favorite is, "For the sake of the horned lizard, slow down, love wizard."
How is the program funded?
The program is funded by donors. We have a number of people who really think this is an important topic. We are one of very few environmental groups that is actually talking about population as an environmental issue and addressing reproductive rights and family planning as a way to support wildlife. So we have a very active group of members who support the Center for Biological Diversity in general and specifically our program.
Where can people go to find out more about this program?
Well, if you want to become an Endangered Species Condoms volunteer distributor, you can find us at endangeredspeciescondoms.com. And you can find the other work that we do at the center at biologicaldiversity.org.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck with the program.
Thank you.
This is Dan Lout for The Weekly Green. Please visit us at kxci.org or leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page. Thank you for listening.